You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is John Chuckery Show coming to you live on this Wednesday evening with you as, well, Braves dropped their finale in San Diego today. Now they get a day off and head back home to take on the Houston Astros. That should be a raucous crowd at Truist Park over the weekend. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Atlanta's Ford dealer. We're joined on the WadeFord.com hotline by Odyssey MLB insider John Heyman, host of the Odyssey original Big Time Baseball podcast with Tony Gwynn Jr. covering all things Major League Baseball. And, of course, you can follow John on his personal Twitter page at John Heyman. John, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes here in Atlanta as the Braves lost today. But, man, they have been off to a fantastic start this year.
Terrific. Terrific team. You know, they've got good pitching. They've got great hitting. You know, obviously Swanson is a loss, but they haven't missed a beat. Got terrific all around. Murphy was a great pickup. Obviously Riley and Acuna are big stars, and they've got a very balanced and deep lineup.
You know, John, I think with today's loss, they've started off 10-2 on the road. And, you know, again, when you're a great road team, I mean, obviously the Braves are going to play well at home, but what does it say about a team that plays really well on the road like the Braves have?
Yeah, I mean, certainly it's easier at home. If you're 10-2, I mean, that's fantastic. It's an .833 winning percentage on the road. Really terrific. Look, they won the World Series 2 years ago. Last year they won 101 games in a very, very tough division. This is possibly the best team in baseball right now. If you're going to rank them and do a power rankings, which I don't do, I would probably put them number one at this point. Obviously, the Rays have been great, but I think with the resume that the Braves have, I think that they're probably the World Series favorite at this moment.
And John, the other interesting thing is obviously there has been a ton of injuries for the Braves, whether it's Michael Harris or Travis d'Arnaud, or obviously Max Fried has missed time. Kyle Wright was banged up this year. And then you're dealing with Ian Anderson, who's out for the year, and on and on and on and on. Is that one of the more remarkable things, though, that the Braves have been this good, playing this well with all of the guys that they've had injured this year?
I mean, it's pretty amazing. You know, a lot of teams have had injuries. They are among them. You know, I would say they're probably middle of the pack on the injuries, which says a lot for them that they're able to be among the two or three best teams with middle of the pack situation on the injuries. Fried, obviously, big loss. Now he's come back. That's huge. I mean, to have an ace pitcher, another ace pitcher, terrific. They really have done a terrific job of procuring talent, certainly of locking up talent better than anybody on that front. And, you know, I mean, they have a young team and an outstanding future.
You know, one of the things about developing their minor league talent, you know, they've gotten contributions from guys that were drafted in 2019, 2020, 2021 even. You know, Strider and Bryce Elder are guys that were just drafted in 2020. You know, you don't normally see a lot of guys come up through the minors that quick into a major league club. What does that say about their scouting department, their player development? I mean, what does that speak to about how good the Braves have done with that?
Well, I mean, it got Dana Brown the GM job of the Astros. You know, he's the guy responsible for picking Harris and Strider, and all the most recent picks were his. And you know, it makes sense that they would hire him. I just had him on another podcast that I do with the New York Post. Terrific gentleman, and great that he finally got a chance to be general manager, well-deserved. And, I mean, he picked probably 50 or more, 100 guys who made it to the major leagues, from the Bo Bichette with the Toronto and the Zimmermans with Washington and Strasburg and so many great players with Atlanta. I mean, drafting and developing is huge. The teams that do that well, the Dodgers, the Braves, the Cardinals, are at a major, major advantage.
Odyssey MLB insider John Heyman joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's bounce around the league a little bit, John. What do you make of the Phillies' start this year? 8-11. They're actually fourth in the division. What has it been that the Phillies have been so bad with so much expectation and obviously so much money that they spent in this offseason?
Yeah, it's certainly surprising. I mean, it's early, only 10% of the way through the season, so we don't want to overplay it. But, you know, they had a very good team last year that made the World Series. Certainly was much better once Rob Thompson took over as manager. I think there are a couple factors. One is the injuries to Harper and Hoskins, and Harper should be back probably in a couple weeks or so. So that would be huge. But taking out 200 RBI guys in a lineup is big. And then also playing deep into October, I think, affects the pitching. Wheeler and Nola haven't been as good as you'd expect them to be. And that's really, I would say the heart of it's part of the heart of the team. That lineup is, at full strength, is one of the best two or three in the game. But having two pitchers who are aces is, a rarity in baseball and should give them a leg up. And so far hasn't. There have been a lot of surprises early, though. I mean, the Cardinals have not been very good. Seattle, the Dodgers, the Padres. I mean, it is early. So I'm not giving up on them. But, it has been a bit of a surprise that they started this bad.
John, there's been some talk about, with the Hoskins injury, that they may move Bryce Harper to first base and let him play there versus playing in the outfield. Are you hearing the same things? I mean, what do you think about that?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Idea of him moving to first?
Well, it's pretty much a miracle he can come back from Tommy John surgery in about 7 months anyway, but I it seems a bit of a stretch to do it right. I think he's going to be a DH at the beginning. I've got to assume that, Tommy John surgery means you're not throwing on a baseball field in a major league game 7 months after the surgery. So, I see him as a DH at the beginning. It's possible that he could fill that role, first base instead of the outfield at some point this year. But, at the beginning, he's going to be a DH. It's an idea. I guess they'll think about it, consider it. It's a possibility. But as I said, it's a miracle he's coming back under any circumstance, but I believe it'll be a DH at the beginning.
What have the Diamondbacks done to be so good? I mean, nobody saw, I think, 11-8 coming. Obviously, with that division, with the Dodgers, with the Padres, even with the Giants, I think nobody saw 11-8 coming. What has been so good about the Diamondbacks this year?
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad you brought up the division. It looks a bit weaker than it's been. I mean, San Francisco is weird. I mean, they won 107 games 1 year. They were 500 last year. And right now they're losing basically two-thirds of their games. The Dodgers obviously were going to take a step back off 111 wins, losing Trey Turner, Justin Turner, Bellinger, and several others. So we knew they would take a step back, and we knew the Rockies were unlikely to be very good. So that NL West, which has been a very, very good division, looks right now like not a great division. But, I like the direction that they're headed. They have good young players. I think they do have a good future. I'm not expecting them to make the playoffs this year, but I do see a pretty good future for the D-backs.
Odyssey MLB insider John Heyman joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Do you think that Ohtani has surpassed Mike Trout as the best player in all of baseball?
I just talked to Mike Trout, but I would say he surpassed everybody. I'm not picking on Mike Trout. You know, at this moment, if you had to rank them, I'd probably go Ohtani 1, Judge 2, Trout 3. So we got all three of them here at Yankee Stadium where I am right now. I asked Judge that question, how he would rank them earlier, and he said he has catching up to do. He's behind the other two, but I think he's looking at it from the career standpoint. You know, at this moment, I think Judge is the best hitter in the game, but, I mean, you can't really compare to Ohtani at this point. He's one of the top five pitchers in the game and one of the top, I would say one of the top 10 or 15 hitters in the game right now. I would say he's a little ahead on his pitching compared to his hitting, but both outstanding. You know, over the last few years, I think he, Devers, and Yordan Alvarez are the only three players with a 520 slugging percentage against both fastballs and breaking pitches. So, you know, he's an outstanding hitter, but he's actually, I think, a better pitcher than a hitter, which is what we expected when he came from Japan. It was a little bit surprising that the hitting was ahead of the pitching at one point, but, of course, he did have Tommy John a few years ago.
John, obviously one of the big stories, obviously the Tampa Bay Rays and the start that they got off to, 16-3, 10-0 at home. Do you think that they are going to stay in Tampa Bay? Do you think that they are going to hold the city hostage for a new stadium at some point? I mean, look, this has been a real battle between the Tampa-St. Pete area and the Rays as far as stadium and things like that. But, you know, obviously with the success that they're having, and obviously they've had success in the past, even in appearing in a World Series, what do you think that relationship is like with the Tampa-St. Pete area and the Rays themselves?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, two World Series, actually, but it's not good. The relationship isn't good. They've been trying for a long time, but for whatever reason, I think they look at the owners of the Rays, as fair or not, as kind of a carpetbagger, a New Yorker who's just bought the team. You know, I don't know that it's fair or whatever. You know, I think he didn't appoint the right people to ingratiate themselves with the powers that be in that Tampa Bay area that is kind of the South. You know, it's not Miami, I don't consider the South, but Tampa's kind of the South, and they're, you know, you got to, you know, probably slap a few backs and, you know, make yourselves friendly and warm, and they obviously haven't done it. I personally, I think that is the failing there, and it's taken forever, and I don't know, every once in a while you hear some possibility or some progress, but nothing has gone on. It's been much like Oakland. In terms of moving, I don't want to predict any movement in Major League Baseball. There isn't much movement. It isn't like the NFL where you could take a viable franchise like the San Diego Chargers and the guy could just say, okay, I'm going to move to L.A. Now we're going to have two teams in L.A. We had no teams in L.A., which is a little ridiculous. Now we have one. Now we got the San Diego Chargers, and I still call them that, playing in L.A. So, I mean, I give baseball credit for not moving willy-nilly and being crazy about it, but, you know, at some point they're going to have to figure something out, for more so I think for Oakland than for Tampa. I mean, they're really a disaster.
Last question for you, John. Has it been a real shot in the arm for the game as a whole with the rule changes and the results that are happening? I mean, no matter whether it's pitch clock, the bases, whatever. I mean, it feels like that baseball is in a better place, and you know, with these types of rule changes in the game and things like that, it really feels like it is a shot in the arm to Major League Baseball this year.
Yeah, I think it's been great. I mean, I'm biased. I obviously work in a newspaper. It's great for the deadlines. You know, the stories are going to be less bad in the paper if you get a few more minutes to write. But, I mean, it's the same amount of action. Actually, probably it's more action because they've upped the stolen bases. The batting averages are up a little bit anyway. And, you know, they're less dead time, basically. So a little more action it's about a half an hour less, right? So I think there's really no negative to it. The only negative is occasionally you'll hear a player saying he's having a hard time adjusting, and, you know, it's few and far between at this point. I mean, I think Juan Soto is one of them who's not really adjusting and is talking about it. And they're going to have to adjust. That's all there is to it, because I think the other players are okay with it, and the fans are very excited about it, and that's really what's important.
John Heyman, he is our Odyssey MLB insider, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, Big Time Baseball with Tony Gwynn Jr., covering all things Major League Baseball. John is on Twitter as well, at John Heyman, and he spells John the right way, just like I do. And he joined us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. John, as always, buddy, appreciate it. Thanks for a few minutes in Atlanta. We'll chat again soon.
All right, good talking to you. See you later.
John Chuck, we will be back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app.